We're joined now on the air via phone by Lydia Lavelle, the mayor of Carrboro. We got Carrboro Day coming up in just a couple of days. Thanks for joining us today.
Hi, Aaron. Yeah, I'm happy to join you again.
And Carrboro Day coming up this Sunday from 1 to 5 at Carrboro Town Hall, right?
Yeah. And, you know, our staff is looking very cautiously and carefully at the weather forecast for Sunday. Unlike the Carrboro Music Festival, you know, which we were able to cancel half of, but still hold, you know, many of the musical events that can move indoors. Mm-hmm. If we see a lot of rain projected in the forecast on Sunday, unfortunately, we'll probably have to cancel Carrboro Day. And so I believe staff has decided to make that evaluation determination mid-morning on Sunday.
All right. There is a chance of rain on Sunday, but not necessarily a done deal. So fingers crossed that the rain will hold off. But that's going to be, assuming it all goes down, from 1 to 5 Carrboro Town Hall?
Yeah, from 1 to 5. And we, you know, part of the consideration will involve how frequent or how heavy rain might be, because,
right,
you know, we'll have several performing acts outside. The acts kind of begin at 1 o'clock on the stage, and every hour, you know, we have a different group that's coming on, and I don't know anything about the acts. They sound intriguing. But every hour also, on the hour, which I think is kind of a nice touch, we have a poetry reading from one of our members of our poetry circle, so to say. So that's also a nice addition. Staff recruited members of the Board of Aldermen to serve as guest MCs. So I know for most of the event, if not all of it, one of us will be at the microphone kind of making announcements and, you know, introducing the different acts and so forth. So that'll be a lot of fun. That's what's going on outdoors on the stage. And then, of course, we have the typical indoor activities that we have on a yearly basis. We have the Carrboro history presentation, typically done by our local unofficial historian, Richard Ellington, which I always like to hear. We have poetry readings inside. And outside, we will have, you know, the Friends of the Library with a book sale and a bake sale, and have the Boy Scouts helping with a hot dog sale, and also have, of course, the Carrboro Community Garden Club always have their plants there. So there's a lot of tradition in this annual Carrboro Day event. And we also, but you know, at the same time, I think we've tried to work to include a few new items. For example, the addition of having some food trucks, and then of course staff will have different displays out from different departments. So we're all just kind of crossing our fingers and hoping that the weather holds off and we don't have too many storms on Sunday.
Well, CarrboroDay.com is the website if you want to find out more. Is that where to go to find out about weather delays or cancellations or anything like that?
Certainly there, yes. And I imagine staff will also send out a news release and or also have it on our homepage as well. So, you know, for folks that want to be certain, maybe check the site to be sure, especially if the weather is looking kind of dire. And, you know, last night we had our annual, every year we have an advisory board, a dinner to recognize our advisory board members and give them dinner and kind of have them stand up and introduce themselves. But when I arrived at that last night at the Century Center at 6 o'clock, many people had been talking about how they had a lot of hail in Carrboro downtown, and then I believe even south of town. Where I was in northern Carrboro, we didn't have any rain. So, you know, this time of year is when you kind of can't necessarily know what the weather's like just by looking out your window. It may be different across town. So you might want to check in on that before you decide that that things are going to look good for a day's event.
Speaking with Carrboro Mayor Lydia Lavelle, again, Carrboro Day, weather permitting, happening this Sunday, 1 to 5 at Carrboro Town Hall. You mentioned the hail yesterday. I know we got a call in from a listener while that was going on about possible hail in downtown Carrboro. Was there no damage reported, anything like that?
Yeah, we didn't. We hadn't received any reports of any kind of terrible damage, so that's a good thing.
All right. So coming up this Tuesday, and this will be rain or shine because it's inside at Carrboro Town Hall, the Carrboro Board of Aldermen meeting, 7:30 p.m. At Town Hall Tuesday night. And a couple of items on the agenda, but the big one is going to be the recommended budget from the town manager for this coming year.
Yeah. So we've usually the way the budget cycle works is the first couple of months of the year, of course, the departments each meet with our manager and kind of talk through their needs and desires for the upcoming year. And then the manager is in the process of kind of listening not only to his staff and each of those department needs, but then the manager also meets with each of the members of the Board of Aldermen to see if there's anything in particular board members want to emphasize or look at or continue or investigate. And so then he has the job of kind of meshing that all together, right? You know, trying to balance the needs of all the departments as well as the policies and directives given by the board. And he uses all that to kind of come up with his proposed budget. And usually kind of meets with each of us on individual or small groups just to kind of talk through some ideas. But on Tuesday night is when we'll kind of see the culmination of how that process has worked. And as I understand it, you know, our goal the last several years, as with this year, is to try to avoid a tax increase. And so that's the starting point and working within those parameters. And I believe he's trying to accomplish that as well this year, which I think is good news for all of our citizens. But that's really a challenge, Aaron, given the rising cost of some very predictable expenses that we have every year, and namely, you know, salaries one, but health insurance that goes with the salary. That's really hard to manage each year, and each year it's since I have been involved on the board, it has increased every year anywhere from 10 to 20% on a yearly basis to continue to provide health coverage for our employees. But certainly that's something that the Carborough wants to do and will continue to do.
Has the, and this is kind of a random question, you mentioned health insurance, has that been impacted, and in what way has that been impacted by the Affordable Care Act?
You know, not so much, my understanding, not so much from a municipal basis, right? Mm-hmm. So it's, my sense has been that Carborough provides excellent health insurance. And when I compare the policies that we provide with the town of Carborough, for example, with the health insurance policy I have with the state of North Carolina, the Carborough one is really a very strong one. And I know each year they kind of, bid it out and work with different groups and try to get the best deal they can for our employees. Our human resources department does. And in some years, it's very, I think, also claim dependent. And also, I believe it's built around other factors such as, you know, wellness initiatives that we give to or that we provide for our employees to participate in. And also just, you know, we're a fairly small number. You know, when you look at our employees and our retirees, we're talking about no more than 200 people. But yet it's something that we really like to try to carve out and find a policy that meets the needs of our employees. And it's really one of the very best reasons, I think, that people like to work for the town of Carborough, because they know they get good insurance, and that's not a given these days, depending on where you work.
Speaking with Carborough Mayor Lydia Lavelle again, the Carborough Board of Aldermen meeting is this coming Tuesday at 7:30, Carborough Town Hall. Budget is one of the items on the agenda. Before we let you go, Mayor, a lot of activity swirling around behind me. We got a call into the newsroom while we were talking just a couple of minutes ago from someone who wanted an update on Google Fiber and whether that's coming to Carborough, when it's coming to Carborough, where it's coming within Carborough. So what's the latest on that?
Well, my understanding is, and this is kind of unofficial, this is just my observation, right? But I believe there is some line even being laid these days, because I know that we have the construction beginning of what they call a Google Fiber Hut in town, on town property. I know that there are some type of wire being laid along Estes Drive, and I believe that might be some of the Google Fiber being laid. So I think I want to, you know, to the extent I can find out any of that information for sure, we may want to get that out to the public, because I know it's something that many, many folks are anxiously awaiting. And I think it might help, especially if there are some traffic tie-ups, to know that, you know, the reason there's a traffic tie-up is because we're trying to get this fiber laid to be able to bring that to our to our neighbor, our community members that really are looking forward to it.
Because some of the line that's going down is Google Fiber and some of it's AT&T, right?
Well, I think you're right, and that's why I hate to say it's one, not the other. But I know they're both coming, and they both are going to be providing service in our area, and I think that's a good thing that competition will be healthy because hopefully we'll have a really good service available from two providers to our residents, and I think that's what we're hoping for.
Any time frame on when all of the line's going to be finished getting laid down?
Not certain. But again, I know that when people start seeing, you know, the diggers out and seeing the lines going down, then they know it's just a matter of time. My sense is, given the experience in other communities, some of what happens, I think, is they bring it to a neighborhood, say, and then a neighborhood has to kind of have a certain number to agree to be provided the service. And this is at least for Google. And then they bring it further into the neighborhood. You know what I mean? Like they're putting down, they usually put down the backbone, and then they kind of go out from there. But
those
I imagine
the fiberhoods, right? That they were talking about.
Right, the fiberhoods, yes. And so I imagine that, you know, folks will be kind of working along that track as soon as they're able to.
Which also means that there are going to be parts of like Chapel Hill and Carborough and Durham and the Triangle. There are going to be some neighborhoods that have Google Fiber, some that won't, and some that have it faster than others, right?
Yeah, it will be. It won't be like where now we all have telephone and we all have television. It'll be a process that'll take some time. But I'm just really excited that we're one of the communities in our country that's able to get this jump on it, to get it provided all the much faster.
All right, we've got to let you go. But Carborough Mayor Lydia Lavelle, thank you so much for joining us, and hope the weather holds out for Sunday.
Thanks, Aaron.